God's Hardware Store, a story from the June issue 2018 of Adventist World, read by the author, Dick Dirksen. The foundations were in, and the volunteers were on their way. In Mkosana, Victoria Falls, Zimbabwe, more than 1,000 children would soon have a new school. The pre-cut steel for the school buildings had been shipped from Minnesota. Containers packed to the ceiling with 27 different sizes of steel and all of the necessary nuts, bolts, and drivers traveled by land to Baltimore, Maryland, and then to Durban, South Africa. Now, there aren't enough school buildings for the kids in Vic Falls, and although they might be able to go to school through third grade, planning for anything beyond that? Pure folly. Until now. 12 trucks dropped 12 containers at Mkosana, and the workers immediately began stacking everything under the mango trees. The steel pieces, bolts, nuts, and tools, all that was needed to be where volunteers could get to them quickly as they assembled the buildings. Everything was there, except 1,000 steel nuts. The architect had designed the buildings to have windows with steel frames. Each window was to be bolted into the walls with 4 bolts, 2 nuts on each bolt. It's a simple design, one that experienced or inexperienced volunteers can assemble quickly. The window materials were all there, including the 500 necessary bolts. But no nuts. Victoria Falls has one very small hardware store, where you might be able to find a hammer or two, but certainly not 1,000 nuts. The construction superintendent checked every other nearby town. No nuts. That's when Bob, one of the volunteer supervisors, turned to Moses, a tall Zimbabwean who had been hired to work with the team, and asked for help. "Moses, you speak the Ndebele language, so I'm going to ask you to help us fix the window problem. Please go down to the hardware in Victoria Falls here and purchase 1,000 nuts to fit this bolt." Both men knew that this was not going to work. The problem was impossible. But they prayed fervently before Moses set off on his impossible errand. The bolt hung heavy in his pocket as Moses walked into the tiny store. "Please, may I speak to the oldest man here?" An ancient African shuffled to the dusty counter. "How may I help you?" "I am working for the volunteers who are building the new school up in Mkosana, out toward the airport. You know, the big Adventist school where we've had to chase all the elephants away." "Oh, I know the place," the man answered. "I don't think they can get the school built in 2 weeks like they say." "It's gonna be a challenge, but I think it can be done," Moses responded. "But we have a problem." Moses reached deep into his pocket and pulled out the bright steel bolt. "To hold the windows into the school walls, we need 1,000 nuts to fit this bolt. Can we buy them from you?" Moses handed the bolt to the old man, who looked at it closely and then handed it to one of the younger men in the store. "Americans are crazy," the man said. "The British use the metric system, so Americans make up their own system of standard size bolts. This is a standard bolt. I have not seen anything standard for years. I cannot sell you any nuts for your bolt. I don't even have any metric bolts or nuts that would do the job. Sorry." That started a hurricane of conversation. Everyone wanted to talk about the nuts, the bolts, standard versus metric, American versus British, and if the Adventists were going to get the school done in 2 weeks. "Sir," Moses interrupted, "would you please do a very big favor for me? Please go into your back storage room and see if just maybe you have 1,000 standard nuts that would fit this bolt. Please?" His request brought raucous laughter, along with a condescending agreement from the store owner. "I will go look," he said, laughed again, and walked to the back of the store. Much later, the man walked back to the counter, looked Moses in the eye, and said, "I have a story for you. 60 years ago, a Rhodesian farmer came into this store and asked me to order him 1,000 number 12 bolts, standard size. Exactly the bolt you gave me. We agreed. I sent a letter to an American supplier. They agreed, but required that we purchase both bolts and nuts. The farmer finally said that was okay, and we placed the order. When the box finally came, I contacted the farmer, and he came to town a couple weeks later and told me he didn't want the nuts, he only wanted the bolts. "Here, keep the nuts," he said. Everyone crowded around as the old man placed several small white cardboard boxes on the counter, took two nuts, and screwed them onto the original bolt. These nuts have been on a shelf in my back room for more than 60 years. They have only collected dust. I have never even thought about them until today. When I walked to the back room, there was a light from the sky on the boxes. I need to fix that hole in the roof. The store was silent as Moses paid for the nuts. Back at Mkosana, Bob, the supervisor, was still praying. 1,000 standard nuts, sir, Moses smiled as he handed the nuts to the supervisor. Imagine how much work the angels from heavenly supply had to do to make sure we had 1,000 standard nuts in Mkosana today. Everyone started talking at once. Imagine, one volunteer said, the angels knew the bolts would be missing. So 60 years ago, they convinced a farmer to need and buy 1,000 standard bolts, size 12. Bolts only, no nuts. Even harder, another added, they had to get an American supplier to sell only bolts with nuts. And a farmer who agreed to pay for both and leave the nuts for the kids. I wonder how the angels kept the store people from seeing the boxes on that shelf for so long. I wonder how many angels were watching today as they swept off the cobwebs and pointed a light at the nut boxes. The room at Mkosana filled with silence as everyone thought about nuts and bolts and angels. If angels watched over these nuts for 60 years, Moses said, I think it's safe to trust him with my troubles. Maybe even the ones I do not know about.